Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are not intended to provide healthcare advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Views expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of the Angel Radio Network or its staff. Enlightening the world, one radio show at a time. You're listening to the Angel Radio Network. And now, here's your host.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to April and the Angels Radio Show. I'm your host, April Reynolds, here on the Angel Radio Network. I'm so glad that you joined me today. I love to have you participate with me during the show today, so please head on over to facebook.com/angelradionetwork, and you can post your questions, comments, concerns over there. You can also check in with me to see if we still have time to do angel readings today. We are going to start with some angel readings first up. Normally, I wait till the end of the show, but we have had a little technical difficulty with my guest. And so we're going to do some readings first. So hopefully she will join us really soon, and I can't wait to introduce her to you. So we do have, I just have a few things I'm going to talk about first, and then I'm going to do an angel reading, and then we're going to talk to my guest. So we have a very interesting show for you today. Normally my show is 1 hour, but today my show will be 2 hours because I have two fantastic guests. The first hour we'll be talking to the author of Mr. Wrong, and I'll tell you more about that title later. Her name is Dani Blackner, and we'll be talking with her soon. I'd love you to call in if you have any questions for Dani. The number is 714-242-5256, or if you'd like to get an angel card reading from me, we'll squeeze that in as best we can. And then later in the second hour at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be talking with Robert Kuntz from the Children's Charity Network about how we can stop bullying and teen suicide. So first, I want to talk to you about your angels. As you know, I'm an angel therapy practitioner and a longtime friend of the angels. I believe that I am an earth angel with a mission to fulfill here, and that it is to provide light and love to others, that this is also the reason why the Angel Ready Network was set up. It's to provide a platform for other light workers so that they can share their light and shine their light and love to others each time that they host their own internet radio show here throughout the week. It's been a privilege and a blessing and a real honor to have developed the Angel Radio Network back in 2012, and I continue to be amazed at the ease and comfort that I'm able to do this work. Now, I am able to channel my son Daniel, who died at age 18, almost 14 years ago, and I call that messages from Daniel about life, and I do have a message from him today. Today's message from him is to remember the love, that it's always the love. And as I was meditating about an hour ago, I told him that I was a little pressed for time. And he said to me that I should be pressed for love, and that life is made up of great moments of love if we just look for them, and to allow the angels in our lives to bless us and for us to be a blessing to those in our life so that we can be an angel to them. And when we have an opportunity to show compassion to others and to demonstrate love to others, that's the reason that we're here, isn't it? You know, it's to be in service to others and to be inspired by our divine source, that as we how we live our life and to live it in the most positive way that we can. We're not perfect. We just do the best that we can. And hopefully, when we do that, we can affect really great positive change in a loving manner and to be a light to the world. And that's just really, in my opinion, what it's all about. And I love working with the angels about this. So before I do a radio show, I try to set an intention. And that intention today is to shine the light and the love to you, and that you would feel that in your heart, that I could radiate that to your heart and to your soul today as you're listening, so that whatever is bothering you or stressing you out, or maybe you're feeling down about something, that you might feel a little bit lighter and a little bit happier just for a few minutes today while you're listening to me and my guests, and that your problems will be minimized, and that you'll be able to shine your love and light to others and be a blessing in their lives, that maybe you could make somebody else's path a little bit lighter, and that their journey would be a little bit easier, just a little bit. There's just little things that we can do each and every day. Remember that you're so loved and that you're so important, and never ever think for a moment that you're alone, because you're not. You're never alone. Your angels are always with you. All you have to do is ask for them to be with you, and they will show up for you. They always do. You just have to say something real simple like, "Angels, I need your help," and that's all you have to say. And yes, you do need to take inspired action. You have to take have to take changes and challenges in your life, and you have to be responsible for things. You have to take part in your life. But you do need to show up, and then you do ask for your divine source and your angels to help you, and they will. So please remember that. It's so important. My son Daniel showed this to me during his brief life, and he continues to show me this from the other side. So let's have some fun here today. Please call in for an angel card reading, 714-242-5256, to ask a question. And my guest will be here briefly. I'm going to just set that intention that she is having some trouble right now, but I'm going to set the intention that she will be here. And then at 5 p.m., I'll have Robert Koontz from the Children's Charity Network here as my guest as well. So let's get started here. We've got some callers. Let me just see who's here. I have to, like, go screen a call here, but... let me just open this line. Hi, is this Lisa? This is April.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Now, you said that I was able to talk to you briefly before the show started, so you said you wanted to get an angel card reading?
Yep. Can I, please?
Oh, yes. Okay. So tell me, what is going on with you? So what do you think you want to know from the angels today?
Well, could you maybe share I'm trying to learn how to meditate, and I have come a long ways, I thought, but I'm still working towards meditation. My father died at the end of last summer, and so I had a really hard time getting through that. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Thank you. And so it kind of brought a lot of bad things into our home with, I think because of my emotions and being upset, I think I brought... Lights were turning on. My son was seeing faces, and but we've had a house clearing, and things are good. And I went and saw Holly Berger, and had a great couple readings with her. And
good.
So, yeah, but I'm searching. I have my son's very gifted, and he he's well connected, so he's got a lot of energy. So every day I try to find that love that you were just talking about. So I'm trying to learn every day something new. And so if you could maybe help me, maybe show me a path where I'm going or what to do.
Yes. Okay. So while you were talking, I pulled three cards.
Okay.
And it's so interesting because the first card I got is the Six of Air. I don't know if I'm using the Angel Tarot deck. So for those that are certified angel card readers with Doreen Virtue, that I'm using the Angel Tarot deck. And I got the Six of Air, which is actually a very fortuitous card for you. I'd be interested to hear your feedback. It says that things are looking up, the end of a difficult situation, and taking a trip. So based on what you just said, you know, it sounds like maybe some things are beginning to shift for you. Is that about right?
They're getting better. My mind is getting better. Yeah.
It is getting better. You know,
like
it's interesting because this card talks about the end of depression or an illness, the resolution of a conflict, leaving and moving on. Do you feel like that's what's happening in your life?
Yes. Very much so. I've forgiven a lot with my father, and he died of violence by day death, and so it was really hard to watch all that. And so I just think this year has just been a really healing year, you know, to get over that.
Of course. Well, it takes quite a while when you lose a parent. A part of you, you know, changes forever. So I would just encourage you to just, you know, allow yourself to grieve. It takes years to grieve properly. And there's different things that'll pop up that'll remind you of your dad, and then, you know, you could even, you know, start the cycle again. But what this card is telling me is that things have been challenging for you, but it is looking up, and it is the end of a difficult situation, and the trip can mean movement. It means, like, movement forward. So you're definitely starting to move again. Do you kind of feel like that too?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good. Definitely. I kind of got that feeling with you. I was glad. Okay. So the next card I got was the King of Earth. And Earth is about our material possessions, you know, money, abundance, our house, groceries, you know, just like the practical things in life. And it's a successful time for you. And that you should confidently accept opportunities that you're offered. And that you, this is cool, you have the Midas touch. Did you know that? Are you aware of it?
No. I don't know that.
Well, I mean, think about it for a moment. How is a successful time confidently accepting opportunities, how is that showing up in your life, do you think?
You know, I have been a stay-at-home mom for 7 years, so I have not been given up. I chose to stay home to raise my children, and so I'm really looking forward to going back to society to work and to find something, but I haven't been offered anything.
Really? Well,
nothing.
Okay. Well, I think that might what this is referring to then, because this is materialistic, this is earth, this is life, and hold on, put you on one hold for 1 second? I just want to say hello to my guest. 1 second. Danny?
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm doing an angel card reading, so I'm going to just put you on hold for another second, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, so Lisa, I apologize. I just wanted to get a hold of my guest and see what's happened. But finally, yay, the angels are helping her to get through. I'm so excited. But I think that, you know, I didn't know that you were looking for a job, but I think this is really cool. It shows up in the angel card reading with the King of Earth, that you are the King of Earth, and Earth being material things, you're finding your way with this job that you're looking for. Have you even started to look?
You know, I've had some thoughts, but then again, I always think I want to do something. I do something along the lines of spirituality, or it's fascinating to me, like angel card readings.
Oh,
and
cool.
The whole gifted. Like my son's been so gifted, and you know, I wish I had more of that, and so that's why I've been diving into meditation, and I try to follow passion because I've worked in hard, difficult jobs, and now I'm ready for better things, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I meditate as often as possible. On a good day, I twice a day, morning and night. And I always try to meditate right before I go on the air because I need to be, you know, in tune with my angels. And I just, you know, I really just center myself, and I light a candle, I turn on music, and I just sit and I'm quiet. There's really not a lot of technique to it. But I just sit and I'm quiet and I listen to what my guides say to me. And I eventually I'll do like an angel card reading, you know, for myself or for the radio show, you know, whatever is on my mind. And I'll just ask some questions. And have you taken Doreen Virtue's class on certified angel card reading?
No.
Well, I want to strongly recommend that. I mean, you know, Doreen Virtue, you can find her on anywhere, YouTube or Facebook. The Certified Angel class, very affordable, and you can do that. But if you want to become like an angel therapy practitioner, that does take a lot more time, but it's certainly a really good investment. I did that back in 2011, and so grateful that I did that. But
I have a few decks of her cards. I just don't know what.
Oh,
I'm
do you? Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I strongly recommend. Do you have the Angel Tarot deck?
I believe I do.
Oh, good. That's my favorite one.
Look at my drawer here.
Yeah, it's like a good friend for me. So I use that one all the time. So I want to do the third card with you before I talk with Danny. The third card is the Knight of Fire, which is a really awesome card. I get this card all the time. It means a sudden change is going to happen in your life. Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? What's the deal?
Married with children, yes. Married for about 20 years with children, yes.
Okay. Well, then you have, it also talks about business travel, a change in residence, or unfortunately it could possibly mean an emergency. So let's hope for, hold a good intention that there's no emergency, that it's always something that you can handle. But there's something really big about to happen in your life. It's fire, and fire is all about action. And this is a really passionate, adventurous time for you. It's a very sudden event that happens. And it will be in the next 2 months.
Okay.
You know, from now to the next 2 months. So it could be getting that job that you're looking for, or maybe going back to school, or something in your family life, you know?
My children getting out of school. No, just kidding.
It could be, yeah. Well, there's that too. Right. They're home, and then you're like, oh, no, what do I do with them?
Yes.
But, you know, I hope that this helps you. And feel free to post a message on facebook.com/angelradionetwork and say hello to me, would you?
I will. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And that was really cool. I'm so glad that my guest was able to join me, and I'm super excited. So Danny Bleckner, my favorite author, how are you? Come online.
I'm good, thank you. Hello, I was just listening into your angel reading, which sounded fantastic. I'm actually just to pick up on something you said. I actually meditated before I came online, and I did not foresee the communication issues. Everything crashed at the same time, so I'm going to start with apologizing for that. But I'm here, I'm live, let's go.
I'm so happy, and I love
thank
your accent.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. Well, you know, I love you, so I'm just happy. I'm so excited about your book. So tell everyone the title of your book.
The name of my book is called Mr. Wrong.
Mr. Wrong. And what's the subtitle?
The subtitle is Learn from Mr. Wrong and Claim Mr. Right.
And Claim Mr. Right, yes. Okay, so let me now, I needed to like get the absolute title so that I didn't mess it up, but so I want to introduce everybody to you officially now. So Danielle Bleckner is all the way from England. She's crossing the pond today to be with us, and she's an author, poet, and teacher. She started writing at age 4, and since then wrote many pieces of writing in school. And she was you just knew you were going to be a writer someday, didn't you? You just knew it.
Yeah, there's definitely was something in me that always said, yeah, at some point I'm going to be a writer, but I want to do this first and do that, and maybe be an astronaut first as well.
Yes. Oh, I know. I know that feeling. And here she is. She's just finished her first book, Mr. Wrong. Learn from Mr. Wrong and Claim Mr. Right. And when does your book come out, Danny?
There isn't an official publishing date at the moment, but certainly over the next 2 to 3 months. I'd say more two. Yeah, I haven't got an official publishing date. Definitely let you know when that's coming up.
Well, I think it's really important that we let people know that self-publishing is an option. So is that what you chose to do?
Yeah, I did go the self-publishing route. I mean, I did the extensive research in terms of looking for agents, publishing companies. And then I've been writing this book for the last 2 years on and off because I teach full time. And so just the amount of time I've been able to put to it. But during that time, I have researched extensively in terms of self-publishing. Spoke to yourself as well, got some great advice. And there is so much now that we can do by ourselves.
Yeah, oh, I know. That's so cool. And it's been so great to work with you on this because some people may know that I am a book coach. I self-published my 4 books, actually, but I have 3 books in the Manifesting Princess series. And I love it, and I'm a big advocate for self-publishing. I really feel like that's where we're at. And, you know, it just makes it so much easier. We don't have to wait for all these other things to line up for it. We can go ahead and take action and you know, make sure we have a really good product and get it out there and market it pretty well. And I like the idea. I love it. So,
yeah, most definitely, definitely. There's nothing to say that I wouldn't at some point go in the traditional route. That'd be fantastic. But as I say, you know, in the modern world, there's so much we can do through social networking, through e-publishing, you know, the digital age. I'm getting my head around it all now. So there is, if we follow the right channels and we get the right people on board and we try and you know, there are a lot of self-publishing companies out there who will charge an arm and a leg for services that you can actually do yourself. So it's about limiting the cost, really, in terms of looking at what you can actually do yourself and using your, you know, your resources around you.
Yeah, and it's very empowering to be able to make those changes and not wait for a literary agent or a publishing house to make decisions for you. Instead, you can make those decisions yourself and go ahead and get things rolling. I know, I love that. Well, I wanted to ask, I remember I started following you on your blog years ago, like 3 years ago, was it, about?
I think it was 2012, so about 3 years ago.
Yeah, almost, yeah. And I remember I was just fascinated. You were just starting the process back then. So tell us why Mr. Wrong, what happened that you ended up wanting to write this book, and what is it about?
Well, first of all, I wanted to look at the title first of all. Mr. Wrong is quite a controversial title in itself. There's been a lot of, certainly for my male friends when I first started out, Mr. Wrong, what's this? Mm-hmm. You know, it's certainly not a male battering book. It's a collection of stories. Well, first, it's an exploration into why some women meet Mr. Wrong, me being one of those people. And the inspiration was behind it. I've got so many friends, they're in their 30s now, with fantastic jobs, they're vivacious, supportive, kind, fantastic, you know, beautiful, intelligent women who mm-hmm. keep on bumping into the same sort of man. So it's almost like you're replacing Peter with Paul. So it's this idea of what's going on in the inside, because I believe your outer world certainly is a reflection of your inner world. So there has to be a point where we look at ourselves and say, right, what are my belief systems? What are the other things about myself and what a good relationship is and how can mm-hmm. I break this cycle? It also contains stories from men to get their point of view as well. So I do think there's a lot of pressure on men to behave a certain way. I've done interviews with men who have felt that they're tarred with the same brush, you know, facing women who are scorned and had bad experiences with men and therefore they get the rap. And in some cases, it also it creates a Mr. Wrong, so to speak, in them as well.
Really?
You know, that aim is really to unite, inspire, and empower people and break down the barriers between the sexes rather than put them up. And, it's a journey of self-discovery, really.
Well, yes, because we all really want the same thing, male or female. We all want to be loved and validated and important to somebody. And you know, how we treat other people is just so important, you know, male or female. Take that into the dating world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
what
I love what you...
One of the biggest things...
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the biggest things that I have learned through the... I forgot to say, sorry, that Mr. Wrong is a collection of stories written by women who have encountered these as the infamous Mr. Wrong and talks about how they've overcome these relationships and what they've learned about themselves. It also has celebratory stories from women who, you know, are in happy, successful, healthy relationships and celebrates these good men as well. So I think it's important to celebrate and to you know, praise
you
are in relationships and get tips on what exactly it takes to maintain that. I was going to say something that's completely slipped my mind.
I hate when that happens, especially on the air. You know, what do you think is the key ingredient between men and women to find the right person?
Right, yeah. Now I remember what I was going to say because it links
this
quite well. What I realized is that the root of it all actually is about self-love, loving yourself and having the worth and value. I do strongly believe that you're unable to be in a happy, positive, healthy relationship without that sense of self-worth and love. Definitely is key. You have to have that relationship with yourself first in order to have it with somebody else. I would also say honesty and just being upfront about what it is that you need and what you want, not just with your partner, but you know, with yourself. If you don't know what you want from a relationship or what you need from a relationship, it's very difficult to you know, reflect that in your outer world.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, when I was much, much younger, before I got married the first time, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But I can honestly say the beauty of getting older and you know, now I'm divorced and, you know, looking at things again. And I am aware of what's important to me. It's so much easier for me to, my self-identity and my self-love is so front and center in my life now that, you know, I remember when I was 21 and had no idea what I was doing or what I wanted. And I'm not like that anymore, thank God. You know, so I think, you know, also, you know, just finding yourself, giving yourself some time. But I remember, you know, when I was younger that, yeah, I wanted to get married and I wanted everything to be perfect. And, you know, it doesn't always work out that way.
No. And sometimes you don't think about what it actually takes to get there. Reflecting on myself as well, you know, I was in long-term relationships, but I think in the back of my mind, I thought, yeah, I want to get married, I want to do this at some point, but I didn't actually know what it took to get to that level, you say. Mm-hmm. Like, I think deep down, it's all a learning curve, really. It's all the journey, I find, and it's this question of, is anything that happens to you really wrong if you can learn from it? And that's why the subtitle is Learn from Mr. Wrong and Claim Mr. Right. Because without these experiences, it's easy for me to say, oh, I wish this didn't happen, I wish that didn't happen. But I do believe these, you know, adversities you can change into opportunities. You know, it helps you to grow and become wiser and stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to use those, you know, as stepping stones to what we really want. Okay, so what compelled you to write the book was just your own personal experiences and all your girlfriends and even the guys too. Didn't you have like a mixer with guys there, or tell me about that one?
Yeah, well, another thing I do is I started having Mr. Wrong nights. So it started off, I mean, I'd say probably about six girlfriends at my house drinking wine, talking about our experiences.
Good time.
And what I learned from that is that we don't actually speak about, well, I certainly didn't really speak about, I'm going out with this guy 3-4 months later. What happened? Oh, yeah, no, that's finished. But it was so good to sit down and talk and discuss what happened. What would we ask for next time? What do we need? What do we want? What are our desires? What is important to us? How do we break the cycle? And so it started off, I think we were up till about 2 a.m. on the first night. The second one, there was, I think, about 13 people, about 13 women in my house. In the book, there's different Mr. Wrong characters, or Mr. Dreamer, who, you know, turns up from nowhere almost, I think it should, offers you the world on a plate and then disappears after about 2 months. All of us have met Mr. Dreamer. So it was often leave you without any sort of explanation at all. What happens, I mean, especially with women, is that we tend to blame ourselves and berate ourselves, and it devalues us and gives us a low sense of self-worth. And I think unless that's tackled, you kind of live with it and you take it to the next relationship. And having that night was really good. It was a really good storm to communicate and to talk. The second one there was about 13 of us, and I read from the book, and I went through some of the characters, and every single woman in the room had experienced at least one or two of the characters. So we swapped stories, and I think we were up to about 6 o'clock that evening, 6 a.m. And the third one was the men.
The third one was what?
We invited the men for the third one, and that was definitely very interesting. Hearing from their perspective, the funny stories. I had everyone from sort of ex-players to men who are perceived as, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, always there for the woman, but somehow they're on the end of a woman who wants to be with somebody ultimately who's going to treat them badly.
Reactions
are genuine. So it was just really, really interesting. Their perspective, and I think talking about relationships is something that we should do more of, really, because ultimately having a romantic relationship is one of the most intimate relationships you can have, except for the sort of relationship you have with yourself.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Well, how, I'm just thinking, what a great idea that was for you to have the men come and talk to you. That must have been, like, if I was a guy, I would have thought that was so liberating to just, like, sit and talk to you about, like, just to sort of, like, own up to different kinds of personalities that they have and ways that they've shown up in dating relationships. Wouldn't that have been like really like freeing and like a relief to be able to talk about it as a guy? I would think.
Well, it was so funny because when we started, it was six women and three guys to start with. And we sat there like, we all had to start off with the icebreaker. So you write down a story or a long story or something funny that's happened to you. You'll be sharing the story. So when the story kicked, we had to talk about the story. It was so funny to see the kind of closed reaction to start with. And generally, as the sort of night wore on, they became more and more liberal and free. And it was a good release.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Wow. I can, you know, and also like it really does break down those barriers between men and women to just be able to like be ourselves and talk to each other about, you know, like real people and, you know, that men really do struggle. I have found that men are really very romantic if you give them a chance and that they really do struggle with insecurity and they're generally very shy. And I'll never forget this, that when both of my sons got engaged back in 2007 and each of them had been in a long-term relationship with these girls and both of them were absolutely terrified that the girl was going to say no to the marriage proposal. And as a mom, I was like, are you kidding me? Why would she say no to you? Like, and they've been together for years and years, and they both were sweating bullets over this. They were so worried about her saying no, that they wouldn't be good enough for her. She may choose somebody else. And I, in that moment in 2007, I realized, wow, men really are so vulnerable, and the fear of rejection is tremendous. I had no idea. So it was huge. It was huge for me. Never forgot it.
It's very interesting you say that, actually. There's a chapter in my book that looks at men. And, you know, as women, I mean, I can definitely say growing up, I was a little bit more masculine in the sense of emotions. I wasn't very forthcoming with, you know, my emotions until I knew that I wasn't going to be rejected. I was quite, you know, I wasn't one of these girls who linked arms and, you know, hugged each other and think, what were you doing that for? I wasn't one of these girls who would sit and talk about my feelings at all. So I think I can certainly empathise, but, you know, I haven't had these societal pressures put on me through, you know, from ranging back from, you know, the days of the, you know, the warriors and how men are perceived. They have to be these knights in shining armours and not get anything wrong, and they have to be the ones to make the first move. And what really opened my eyes up was speaking to one of the male contributors who spoke about, you know, finding this woman and being really, really hurt by her and sort of giving everything. And in fact, a lot of them said this, they gave everything. And that pain and the hurt that they got, the rejection after all that work, they carried into the next relationship. One of them even said something to the point of they were so hurt by it that they found it very difficult to be with other women without having, you know, the idea of being with other women in the back of their head, or maybe keeping a collection of numbers from other women just in case they reject them. So they can never really give themselves over the way we do. And I think as women, we definitely tend to talk a lot more. You know, we sit down together, we might have some ice cream, have a night out, watch a film, have a cry, have a talk, and we self-heal, we heal together. Whereas I think you never see men sat around with a pack of tissues watching a film and eating ice cream. So
no, we don't. That's true. It's really true. You don't see that. Listen, I want to pick this up in a minute. I want to take a minute and a half commercial break, and we'll be right back, Dani. Don't move, okay? Thanks.
All right, brilliant. Thank you.
Thirsty? Children die every day from dehydration because they don't have clean drinking water. Hi, I'm April Reynolds, the founder of the Angel Radio Network, urging you to make a donation at angelwater.us. Our link to our charitywater.org campaign to end the shortage of clean drinking water in developing countries. Please don't let another child die of thirst. When you make a donation, I will personally send you my book, Illuminating Love, Enlightening Your Path to Self-Love, as my gift. Please go to angelwater.us today, and together we can make a difference, one drop at a time. Here's what's coming up this week on the Angel Radio Network. Sundays at 8 p.m., join Dr. Connie Numbers for kicking it up a notch in life, love, and spirit. Mondays at 8 p.m., it's Raising Vibrations with Paige Hall Ferraro. Tuesdays at 8 p.m., join us for Wings on the Ground with Kathy Andrews. Wednesdays at 9 p.m., it's For the Love of Spirit with Anaswara and Sherry. And Thursdays, join me for April and the Angels at 4 p.m. Find out more by following us on Facebook.com/Angel Radio Network. Also, sign up for our mailing list at angelradionetwork.com or text Angel Radio to 22828 from your phone. And if you've been thinking of having your own internet radio show, contact me today at info@angelradionetwork.com, where we're changing the world by enlightening the world one radio show at a time.
That's right, and thanks, everyone, for joining me. You're listening to April and the Angels. I'm your host, April Reynolds, here on the Angel Radio Network, and my guest is author Danny Bleckner, and of Mr. Wrong, learning from Mr. Wrong to claim Mr. Right. Did I get that right, Danny?
That is correct, yeah.
Yay! So when we, before the commercial, we were talking about the knight in shining armor and men feeling very hurt and carrying that over to their next relationship. So what's the answer then? You know, we don't really want to put all this pressure on them. We need to be responsible for ourselves and our own feelings. But what do you do when somebody, like male or female, you know, they put this hurt, you know, on themselves and they can't trust again? So how do you handle that?
I think it's the same with women. You could say it's sort of tantamount to the woman scorned. All men are this, all men are that. I mean, I really want to get away from that, and that's part of why I'm sort of writing the book.
Right.
Yes, there are categories of men who are players and men who are this and men who are that, but I think it's having that sense of trust and belief that at the end of the day, you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be discerning. You can be discerning, but it has to be a level where you can't be afraid to give over your heart, and you can't be afraid to trust yourself to, to be able to judge people and to be able to know when love is there. We've all had our pain, we've all had our hearts broken to some extent, you know, whether it's through childhood trauma, whether it's through a relationship breakdown, but, you know, these things are part of life, and I think we have to... one of the things that sort of made me want to write the book was I had the last kind of experience, shall we say, and because
hold on, everyone, technical difficulties. Danny, we can't hear you. Just one sec. Danny, are you there? Hello? Uh-oh. I think we lost her. Oh, no. Okay, so we're going to play some music, and let me find out what happened to my guest. Hold on. Okay, and we're back. Sorry about this technical difficulties, everyone. Wait, a little bit of a challenge today. Wow. I don't know what's going on. Maybe some solar flares. But Danny, sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Danny, we are back. I am so sorry for all these technical difficulties. I have no idea what's going on, and I have called in from my home phone to see what's going on here. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I hear you just fine. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can't say that.
Wow. Where were we? We were so rudely interrupted. Where were we?
Yeah, I think I know this. I know it's not a quick.
Okay, Danny, I cannot hear you, so I'm going to put you back on hold. And everyone, thanks so much for hanging in with me today. Remember, in about 15 minutes is an interview that I'm doing with Robert Kuntz from the Children's Charity Network. I'm going to play some music between now and 5 p.m. Eastern time, and hopefully we can get some of these problems fixed here. So in the meantime, let's listen to Archangel Raphael meditation. I'll be back in 15 minutes.